Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the 88th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about Bad Decisions music video, Run BTS, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Well, Jose, before I get into my like whole mess of what's been going on with me, I'll start with you today. How have you been doing, Jose?
I've been doing well, like pretty busy with like work, and there's like a lot of stuff that I've been like working on, and then also like even though I've already been like graduated from school, I'm still working on some stuff, you know what I mean, that came from that, was a result of me graduating. That's exciting.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
That's like in the works, so hopefully all of that works out. But other than that, personal life, everything's chill. You know, just like living my best life, you know, trying to get by. That does not sound very...
What?
Trying to get by. That sounds like I'm like something's going wrong. Nothing's going wrong, guys. I'm just saying it's all good in the hood. How about you, Roseanne? Because I know, guys. She's going through it. Our girl is going through it.
Yeah, it's a mess. I'll just start off by saying that bad decisions were made with my computer. I literally Thursday night, you know, 9 p.m. the song dropped over here, and I was like, yo, I'm ready. So I recorded my reaction, but like literally like a few seconds in, my graphics card died on me. So your girl didn't have a functioning computer, and I had to get in contact with, you know, CyberPower. That's like where my computer's from. And I had to send out my graphics card, and it's going to take like 14 days for me to get the new one. So instead, I ordered through Amazon for like a temporary one, because Amazon's very lenient with like returns. So as long as I return it within 30 days, I'm good. So the thing is, I couldn't even get my computer fixed right away, because we also had family over, Jose. Like, literally, I was like, what is... So as this was all happening, like, we were rush cleaning everything. We were, like, organizing the house. Like, it was just a mess. We were just trying to get our lives together. And so finally, when I thought, okay, I'm going to install my new graphics card, literally... me and Gian finally watched the whole Bad Decisions music video yesterday. I've been listening to the song ever since it dropped. So, you know, because your girl got to stream it. So I already knew the song, but then I was like, okay, we got this recorded. And I started editing it this morning. And then I realized something must have happened, Jose, with like the computer, the graphics card in Sony Vegas. Like, it was just not... It was not rendering my video. It would crash.
Damn.
And I was like, literally, I was like, maybe the world just did not want me to put this Bad Decisions music video out. I don't know. Like, I just wanted it. So I was just really struggling today, and I ended up just like hard resetting my whole computer. So I had to reinstall all of my apps, and then it's rendering now. It rendered. So I don't know. I just don't know what else is gonna come up. It's literally like, I've just been a mess, you guys. So I mean, not only does this, you know, me and Jose talking and keeping each other updated help me, because the last like month, I don't even really know what's going on. Like, I jump on social media to see the news here and there, but I'm just so like not. Your girl's just been busy.
Yeah.
So yeah. At least it's working right now, Jose. Like, I swear, if my computer just crashes again, I'm just like, man, it's a sign. Bad decisions, reaction, like, they just don't want it out.
No, that's what it's like. You're still on the bad decisions. Maybe your computer's just like not having it. The computer's the one that's telling you, girl. It's not just that. I just need a break right now.
My computer wants to go on a break. I was like, girl, this is not even. Oh, well, the good news. So let's end it on good news. We finally got our couch today, Jose.
Oh,
like,
yay.
I was just like, this couch, we've been waiting for it for the last 2 months. So we've been couchless for, I guess, like a whole month since we've moved in here. But yeah, it's finally here today.
Was it worth the wait? Was it worth the wait?
Yeah, it was worth the wait. I have not sat on it yet. Like, the tags are still on there, because, yo, girl, I was working on the computer when they were, like, getting it. Like, Gian was out there making sure it was, like, in the right place and everything.
Yeah.
So I haven't even sat on it. So I will after we record this. Why'd you, like, break? Oh, my God, no. Let's not jinx. You know, like, when I sit on the couch and, like, a spring break. Yeah, let's not. I'll let you guys know if that does happen next week. But
no, I can't. Oh my god. Why'd you have to say that? Like, now you're gonna be like, you're not like, let me not sit on it just in case I break it.
I'm telling you, I'm like Namjoon right now, man. World of destruction, god of destruction.
It's understandable, though. Like, even though you haven't been keeping up, it's understandable, because I mean, that's a huge change. Like, it's a house.
Yeah.
So you have to be paying attention. You can't just let anybody be doing everything up in there. You gotta supervise. You gotta make sure you're putting the stuff where it needs to be and everything's working. So I understand. Yes. Like, moving in general is a lot already, but moving and then also like updating your house, remodeling, or like just doing all this other stuff to you, like, it's even added more pressure, I'm sure. So I don't think anybody's gonna blame you for going through it right now.
Yes, like, we're trying, so, you know, I mean,
but speaking about not making bad decisions, Roseanne, let's get into the real the real bad decisions? Is that going to be my segue into this? Yes. Let's just go with this.
I think so. We'll go with it.
So, you said you were able to listen to the song and you finally were able to watch the video.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Song and music video.
Oh, my gosh. I felt like I was being attacked. Low-key, me and Jean were getting, like, PTSD. We were getting PTSD. the music video itself was hilarious, you guys. Like, Benny made it hilarious. The vocals, of course, were amazing. Although, like, there were a lot of layerings in the vocals. So, you know, you have to listen to the song with, like, headphones to kind of, like, I don't know who else had, like, it's like, differentiate the vocals. Obviously, we know who's who.
Yeah.
But there was just so much layering in there. But the song was a vibe. It's a vibe. And so it goes along very well with their Dynamite, their Butter, like their English songs. You know what I mean? But the music video itself was just, ARMYs could totally relate to everything that he's doing. Except for, like, he had himself together better than I did. Like, he got his nails painted. He already had his outfit ready. He had time to bake a cake. Like, girl can't even get her life together. And the fact that me and Gina were laughing, because when it was, like, saying, like, 3 hours or an hour before and he was still getting ready, we're like, Hold up. Like, we're usually at the venue like 4 hours prior to the concert starting. So it was just really hilarious to see him, like, when he finally made it to the venue and he was like 28 hours early. And I don't know, he was just kind of calling us out. But when he was running to the venue, Jose, I was just, me and Gian were like, oh my God, this is when we were running during SoFi. Like, but except, you know, we were actually late. Like, the concert actually started, but Benny was just like 28 hours early. But
oh my God.
And I mean, you know, I do want to, you know, point out, like, Snoop really did add to the elements of the song. Like, you know, it his voice vibed really well with just, like, the track and how it was going. So, you know, good job to the vocal line. Yeah. Y'all did amazing. It was fun. But what did you think, Jose?
Well, as far as the song goes, I agree with you. And it's such a summer song. Like, I saw a lot of people, I didn't think about it when I heard it at first, but a lot of people were comparing it to, like, California Girls, which Benny did produce by Katy Perry. Oh my God, can I speak? Like, Benny Blanco actually did produce that and also features Snoop Dogg. And once people were saying that, I was like, okay, I can hear this kind of like the same, like, kind of vibe, summery vibes. But I mean, it's understandable, you know, DJs or producers have their, like, how do you say, like, their stamp on stuff. Like, maybe some stuff is going to sound similar to others and stuff like that. So when I saw some of those comparisons, I was like, okay, I see what you mean. But at the same time, it's like its own song as well. And it's such a summer bop. Like, it's so good. And, like, the guy sounds so good. Like, literally, they invented English. They don't need any lessons. They sound so good. Like, it's just amazing. And then, like, also, like you said, the layering, like, but they chose, the parts that they chose for each member also work really well for the song. As far as the music video, I did enjoy it. I thought it was pretty funny, and, like, only ARMY can, like, relate to this. Like, ARMY will be able to, like, say, hey, I've been there. Specifically, like, the car scene where he just gets out and starts running. I'm like, I have been tempted to just get out of, either if I was driving or if I was in the Uber and then there's traffic, I have been tempted to, like, just get out and start running to the venue. Because you're like, I do not want to be late. Like, it's a whole hashtag relatable, hashtag mood. The only thing is, like, some people were saying, I don't know if you got these kind of comments, Roseanne, but I did on some of my, like, my comment section. People were saying that, like, they thought he was mocking ARMY, like, he was, like, kind of making fun of ARMY, saying, and I'm like, no, because nowhere is he, like, portraying a character, so to speak. Like, he's being Benny, like, he's being himself in the music video, and, like, the stuff that he does is just, we do that. Like, why lie and not say that we don't do that, you know? And there's nothing cringy that he's doing by, like, making, like, signs or making a kick. Like, there's nothing I would say that's, like, offensive, so for someone to, like, call out or anything like that, you know what I mean? Because even people are known to camp out before, whenever, we were even talking about this last week, that there used to be a time where people were camping out, like, days before the show even started. So there's nothing that he's, like, making fun of. At least that's the way I took it. I did not think he was making fun of anything. I thought it was, like, a celebration of ARMY and BTS students, just, and then seeing, like, I know it was just Jimin's reaction that he tweeted, like, laughing and stuff. But, like, obviously the guys approved this. Obviously the guys thought it was funny. They like it. They like the song. They took part in it. So, obviously, everything's good.
Oh, yeah. Even Jungkook posted about it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. Let's not get into, like, how he didn't promote another song, but he's promoting this.
Oh my God, girl, we gotta talk about it. Like, I feel like we could be free on here. Me and Roseanne have this thing, we've been like, unless we did miss it somewhere, I don't think we did.
Did we miss something?
But no. Jungkook never tweeted, posted, like, on his story, nothing about Left and Right other than before the actual song came out. Like, after, I have not seen anything, and I'm just like, he just recorded and dipped. He was like, well, I did the song, y'all, let me go on to the next or something.
I don't know what. That's why I was tripping out, because he legit like posted,
yeah,
like literally an Instagram video of well, you know, after it came out. I mean, yeah, he posted left and right too, but this was like prior to the release.
Yeah, like the only thing was like a teaser that was released, and then with this one, it was funny because he like said like, "Listen to Bad Decisions now." Like that's his caption.
Now. Yeah, and he didn't have a caption for the left and right one. So, like, yeah. I don't know. It was, I just thought it was really funny. We don't know exactly what happened behind the scenes, but that's just from our observations, which is really funny to see. But, yeah, I mean, I honestly, when I was watching it, I didn't feel offended because, like, it's something, like, relatable. Like, this is what we do. Legit, like, me and Jin were talking about it. Like, this is what we do, except for the whole cake thing, because I feel like we never have time, like, during the actual concert day. But a lot of armies do bake cakes, especially for, like, birthdays and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, how we celebrate things.
But I did want to ask you, Roseanne, did you, because I understand people were trying to explain, but I was like, I still don't see it. Like, Snoop's cameo was kind of, like, random. Like, obviously, he was going to come out in the video, but I didn't understand because he was like, what? So Benny was watching him on TV. So he's listening to, like, I guess he's watching a music video of Snoop Dogg. But Snoop Dogg is singing the song. So it's like, I was like, I'm kind of lost. Maybe I'm diving too deep into it. I don't know.
Oh, so like how they featured him in the music video was a little bit odd, right?
Yeah, I was maybe like, it was very funny. Random.
You know, it would have been funny if they had Snoop Dogg, but he was like in front of Benny, like the car. You know what I mean? Yeah. The car in front of him.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I don't know how the director wanted that to go, because also an interesting thing about Tesla is like Teslas don't play videos. Like you're not like while you're driving.
Yeah.
It doesn't play. It has to be on park. So I don't know how, because he was driving a Tesla, so I don't know how that.
Okay, you better flex, Roseanne. Her recognizing Tesla because she has one.
I'm just saying, you don't play videos when you're driving. That's dangerous. So, yeah. I don't know. Just to point that out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like how everything was executed. Me and Jose did point out like just the trolliness of it as soon as he started promoting it, from the art, from the music video teaser, everything has been a troll. And I briefly like went on social media and just saw a little bit of this, but like mm-hmm. I mean, Jose, you probably know a lot more of like what happened.
Yeah.
So apparently he created a stream and hid like a USB and gave armies like 24 hours to find it, like.
Yeah. And it was what? Like in the middle of like the woods, like on top of a like some hill or something like that, and literally, I mean, obviously nobody found it.
I know, I'm surprised no one found it,
but like he literally like said like, y'all got 24 hours to find the USB, and it was just somewhere. And then the very next night, which was the release of the song, he went to the location where the USB was, and he had other armies meet him there. Like, he gave the location and was like, army, please meet me over here before we release the song. And then the cops were called, so the cops showed up because I guess it wasn't safe. So even that was like funny, where it was like, damn, like the cops had to show up and like stop the whole thing. But not, it didn't just stop there. This promo for Bad Decisions, Benny's just going all out. Like, he quote unquote tattooed a QR code on his cheek. His face.
Oh, but that cannot be real. That cannot be real, though.
But this is the thing, Rosa. People think it's real. People think it's
real. Oh, no. Oh, no. I hope they're not tattooing QR codes on their face.
Because there's a, he posted on Instagram a video of him getting the tattoo. But if you pay close attention, the needle has no ink. He's not touching his skin. The guy is covering his with his hand. So you can totally tell, like, he's just amping it up. Like, I did all of this for this. But you know he didn't. Like,
he did troll, not. He is a troll.
And then I didn't watch the video, but maybe you haven't seen the video, but I don't know if you saw the thumbnail. He did a whole mukbang with somebody promoting the song too. And then it's like noodles, I believe, or something like that. And then it's in the shape of BTS's logo. So it's just, he's just going all out for this.
Wow, I did not know that. That's so, I don't know, like already the live stream. And the funny thing about the live stream, Jose, is that that camera was literally facing that area the whole time.
Yes.
Like, at night, like it was there 24 hours. Like, I don't even know. But we finally figured out what the Xbox thing was. So, I don't know if there was anything else, but mm-hmm. I saw that there was a bad decisions like Xbox controller.
Yes.
Is that legit or?
Yeah, it is legit. I believe you can only win it. The post that I saw is like, you have to enter to win. I don't think you can just buy it. I could be wrong and maybe things have changed. But I know it's like limited and I believe it's only to win. That's the last thing I saw. I don't think you can buy it. But the thing, Roseanne, the only difference, because I have a red controller. I think I showed it to you. I sent you a photo when I first got it because my boyfriend got it for me. I don't know if you remember I sent you. And it's red and white. Like the front is red, the back is white. So it literally looks like the Bad Decisions. But Bad Decisions, it's just that. Like it has Bad Decisions written across from the it. Fonts. So like the only thing that I'm missing is that. And I'm like, okay, I don't need this Xbox. Like why are you... I was expecting something else, but
the way they just copy pasted the design, they didn't even kind of like make it look cool on the controller. Like they just plopped it on. That's like literally what it looked like. Like boom, is there.
Well, I guess the one thing that's different is supposedly it plays the song from your remote control. So I guess that is something different. Okay.
That's, oh my God. I swear, like the promos for this is just hilarious, but it's memorable, you know. It's like it's kind of these promos that last forever in our mind. Like I remember like the whole it was Steve Aoki, remember when the first like the LED screen showed like the orbs?
For Wasted like On Me.
For Wasted On Me, like because I think that was after like the whole, or was it before? See, my brain's a jumble. I know 2019 had the QR codes everywhere, but that was promo for like Armypedia. But it's just things like that where it got us like running around talking about it. It was so different. It was fun. Like it's just memorable. So I feel like we're gonna remember the Bad Decisions.
Oh, definitely. We are definitely gonna. And the funny thing is, like, this is all because of Benny. Like the guys aren't even like.
I know, this is just literally all Benny. I mean, it's kind of his song technically.
Well, that is like, true,
technically, because even though it does say like BTS and Snoop Dogg, he's the producer of the song. Because he's what, like a DJ?
Well, that's, I actually producer? Don't know if he's a DJ or just the producer, but I know that like he's one of those producers where like, if it's, well, actually, no, because he's produced other songs and he's not like listed as the artist either. So I guess this is just he wanted to be. I don't know. I guess it is kind of strange how it works. Yeah. I don't know the legalities with that. You know what I mean? When he chooses to be labeled as the artist too or not. But I guess the only difference is another thing that he promoted was on TikTok. I'm sure you saw that, Roseanne, and Jimin came out in that TikTok. We'll be talking about that later with whatever's happening with Jimin. But he did post a TikTok with Jimin. So Jimin and Benny were hanging out together recently. So that was another little a gift that we got. Ooh. A little video of
Jimin. So something's, you know, going on with Jimin. There's a lot of speculations as to like, is he the one that's going to drop his album, solo album next, or like, because we don't know who's next after Hobi,
right?
And I think as of right now, Hobi is still like, I don't know if he's still promoting right now, but he has shown up on like IU, Zico, NBC Radio Show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's just, I think he did mention somewhere, I don't know where, like he's kind of closing it off or finalizing his
project. Yeah, you're right. I think it's in one of the, like if I'm not in, you guys, Army, you could correct this, of course. But I believe in one of these interviews, or it could have been just a separate one. He did mention something like that, Rosanna. And I did see that too, where he was kind of like saying that the promo period is ending for Jack in the Box. So, and then I saw him say that because they are already preparing for their concert in October. So they're going to be pretty busy with that as well.
That's right. So I mean, the only thing we've had like officially right now is that there is a free Busan concert for BTS happening in October. There is no specific date, no specific locations. I think they're still scouting out the venues as of right now. But I really need those dates though. I need to finalize a couple of things.
Oh my god, I knew it. Like, I was like, I'm waiting for Roseanne to say, I'm gonna need those dates right. I need that schedule. Where's the calendar?
Do I need to extend my day? Like, what is going on? Your girl needs to know how to get into this, you know, free concert. Because I think the capacity might be 100,000.
So, it's going to be like Lollapalooza, huh? Because in Lollapalooza, I heard something that Lollapalooza was like 100,000 people. Did you see that too? Or am I tripping?
Yeah, I did see something like that. Yeah, I saw something like that. So, I mean, then your girl already has festival vibes experience. So I'm, you know, ready, I think. I don't know. Oh my god, I'm not ready to camp out again. But like, it's not necessarily camp out, but okay. Anyways, your girl's just gonna make some bad decisions again.
Oh my god.
So regardless of that, there's just so much going on. But we did want to briefly touch base on like what is officially announced so far. Yes. So I don't know now, Jose. So there was an announcement for Run BTS, a 2022 special episode. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's a special episode. So I don't know if Run BTS is starting back up again for every Tuesday, because it looks like it's a multiple part episode. Right. But we don't know if this means it's starting back up again or if it's just, you know, a special. But the episode will be released on the 16th of, what is the month, August?
Yes.
at 9 p.m. Korean Standard Time. So that's like 5 a.m. for me here in Pacific Standard Time. But yeah, next week, Tuesday, y'alls. Yay! Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy because, I mean, so much is going on, but I'm just happy, like, Run is back, because that was something I always looked forward to, like, to every Tuesday was, like, Run episodes.
Yeah. So. And I think what's really special about this one, too, like you said, I don't know if it's, like, back again, or, like, just this episode divided into multiple parts, like you said. Because I haven't seen anything as to, like, okay, we're back like every Tuesday or an announcement like that. Maybe we will get it once the episode is up. But I think what's special too is that it's also going to be on YouTube, and that's never happened before. Like, it's always been VLive, and then now it's going to be Weverse and YouTube as well. Like, anybody can watch it now. Like, it doesn't have to, you don't have to specifically go to Weverse or VLive. Like, you can be on YouTube and watch it there as well. I don't know if they're gonna save it. I'm assuming they're gonna save it for those who aren't able to like catch it as it's happening, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna save it there too. But I don't know if like any other Run BTS episodes are also gonna be put on YouTube. You know, maybe they're doing this to like have people watch and then head over to Weverse. I don't know. We don't know like all the exact details. But yeah, it's exciting. It's a big difference, I think. Also, it looks like the intro is going to be different. You know how they always change the intro to Run BTS? It looks like it's going to be different too.
Yes, it's updated. And it's, you know, with their song Run BTS.
So yes.
Like, you know, it goes. So it was going to be amazing. Like I said, like, as much as I really want the Run episodes to continue to be every Tuesday, we just don't know how long this special episode's gonna be, or if it's, yeah.
So in this Run BTS episode, they are wearing the outfits that they were photographed. I don't know if you guys remember, Jin posted some photos where he was trying to get a selfie by himself, and the guys were just photobombing the whole time. So those outfits are in this new Run BTS episode. So obviously this is gonna be the one where they filmed at the Olympic Stadium. And if we talk about another thing that's similar to the Olympics, is the FIFA World Cup that's going to be at the end of this year. And if you guys didn't know, Hyundai and BTS are partners. BTS are official ambassadors with Hyundai. And then Hyundai is an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup. And it has been announced that the guys are doing a World Cup song. I don't think it's the official World Cup song. I think it's going to be a World Cup song that just happens to be partnered with Hyundai. We don't know the exact details, so I can't tell you that 100%, of course. But the World Cup, I believe, starts in November. So I don't know if we're going to get this song like before or after or while the FIFA World Cup is happening. Yeah. But that's pretty exciting, too, like to get more music, you know what I mean, but from the guys. And I don't know. I feel like it's going to be if you already know it's going to sound like a very anthem-y type of song, because if it goes with the World Cup, it has to be something that's like big, you know, it sounds like an anthem in a stadium, you know what I mean? So that's exciting as
well. Exactly. Yeah. So there's like a lot of things that we know there's things going on, but it hasn't been like officially announced and solidified and everything, so we're just still waiting for news. But like, it's just, we're still getting content all the time. Like they're still posting a bunch of stuff on Bangtan TV as well, like Hobie's dance practices and their vlogs. Like, yo girl has, okay, I still need to catch up with the vlogs, Jose, like now that my computer is like, I hope it's okay, I can finally catch up on that. But they've been giving us all this content, so it's just like, you know, there's always something to look forward to. But before we end this episode, it's just a reminder for you guys. The VMA Awards is still going on, where you're still able to vote. And the two categories that BTS is in, that where we could vote as fans, is the Best K-Pop category and the Best Metaverse Performance category. So yes, you can vote every day if you have the chance, you know what I mean? So just a little reminder there for you guys. But yeah, was there anything else, Jose, that we're missing? I feel like
I think we covered everything. I think for next week, guys, where we'll dive in deeper more, I think we'll have more information as to like what's going on with Jimin. So that's something to look forward to. I know I'm looking, because he's still in the US, y'all. He's in LA to be specific. So we're going to be diving in a little more if we get more info, or even if we don't get more info, we'll try and see like what's really going on. What's the tea with Jimin? You know what I mean? Because it's exciting. But yeah, as far as this goes, this was it for this episode, right, Roseanne? What do you think? Oh my God, why are we doing this? We never do this.
Like, what do you think? I don't know.
What are your thoughts?
And that was it for this news today. This is Roseanne reporting from her room.
Her broom?
Her room.
Oh.
Her room. I'm sorry. I can't talk anymore. That was it for this episode. Let me stay on a script so I know where to go. Updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoy listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Yes,
bye.
Yes. Bye, Jose.
Bye, Ro. Wait.
What?
Can we do that again?
No. I'm just kidding.
No, it's okay. Bye, Army. I'm sorry.